奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家一起来查考圣经。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we study the Bible together.
今天晚上跟弟兄姐妹一起来查考一个传承信仰的模范家庭。
Tonight I would like to study with you a family that serves us as an example of passing down their faith.
在耶利米书里面记载一个特殊的家庭，他如果我们仔细查考，会发现他们信仰传承做得非常的成功。
There is a very special family in the book of Jeremiah. If we study it closely, we'll see that they are a very good example of passing down their faith.
那他们所做的事情，对照我们今天在教育我们的孩子来承接信仰，是一个非常好的模范。
The things that they did served as a very good example for our families today. We who are trying to pass down our faith to our children.
我们这个世代要教养孩子，一直保守在主耶稣基督里面，越来越不容易。
In the society today, it is becoming more and more difficult to teach or keep our children in the Lord.
因为这个世界变化的太快，它的资讯流通的太广泛，甚至已经超越了我们这个在某一个年龄应该接触到的这个资讯的程度了。
It is because nowadays the technology and the flow of information is so fast that sometimes the age group that is not supposed to be exposed to some information are exposed.
在他们都还不懂得要分辨这个信息是对错的时候，他们就已经被这些资讯淹没了。
Even before they reach an age where they can understand or differentiate what information is right or wrong, they are already being flooded by the amount of information they get.
那所以我们要重视我们孩子的信仰，要从非常小就开始。
And so we need to pay attention to the faith of our children starting at a very young age.
因为现在孩子所接触到的资讯跟30年前、40年前真的已经不能比较了。
It is because nowadays the information that our children are being exposed to cannot be compared with 30 or 40 years ago.
所以我们今天晚上从耶利米书35章来看看这个模范家族。
And so tonight, let's read Jeremiah chapter 35 to study this exemplary family.
这里记载一族人叫做利甲族的人。
There is a group of people here. They are the Rechabites.
那这一个家族是神特别用来做一个模范，来提醒百姓，一个人其实是可以把祖先所讲的话记得非常清楚的。
And so here, God is telling or using this families as an example of how it is possible to remember the words of your ancestors.
只要一个人有一颗顺服听从的心呢，其实很多信仰可以传递的非常美好。
As long as the person has a very obedient heart, it is possible to pass down their faith very beautifully.
但是要有一颗很顺服的心，要从家长从上一代就开始要培养他们的。
But in order to have a very obedient heart, it has to come from the generation of the parents.
那神用这一个家族来凸显出以色列百姓他们怎么样来背逆神，不听从神的话。
And so God used the example of this family to show how disobedient or how rebellious the Israelites are towards God.
所以35章我们上个礼拜读经应该读过的。
Chapter 35 should be read by us last week.
那现在是其实神主动的跟耶利米说去找这个家族人到神的殿来。
And so in the beginning of the chapter, God told Jeremiah to go look for the people of this family to come to the temple of God.
神是在第二节说，你去找这一个利甲族人，跟他们说话，然后领他们进神的殿一个屋子，给他们喝酒。
So God told Jeremiah in verse 2 to go to the house of the Rechabites, speak to them, and bring them into the house of the Lord, into one of the chambers, and give them wine to drink.
那第三节，耶利米就照神所吩咐的去准备，去找这一族人了。
And so verse 3, Jeremiah obeyed the Lord, and he went to look for this family.
那他另外找了这个亚撒尼亚跟他的兄弟跟他的众子，就是在场还有一些其他的
And so verse 3, it says that he also took Jezaniah, and also Habaziniah, his brothers, all his sons. So at that time, there were also other people.
哦，所以这个就是也是等于是利甲族一个家族，然后另外就是这个亚撒尼亚这个家族了。
And so we could see that there was the house of the Rechabites and also the house of Habaziniah.
那他们就先知就照着神所吩咐的把他们领到神的圣殿，然后圣殿旁边的一个屋子然后就在这个屋子里面已经摆满了盛满酒的碗跟杯了。
And so the prophet listened to the word of God, and he brought all the people into the house of the Lord, into one of the chambers that was filled with bowls of wine.
你看这个第五节是说，我在利甲族人的面前设摆盛满酒的碗和杯，对他们说，请你们喝酒。
In verse 5, we read that the prophet he set before the sons of the house of the Rechabites bowls full of wine and cups, and I said to them, drink wine.
哇，那表示说现在这个时候，他们一进入的时候就发现，这个先知。原来是要请他们喝酒，这是他们之前到神的殿之前，他们不知道先知到底要做什么的。
And so, at this point, the people realized that the prophet brought them into the house of the Lord to ask them to drink wine, but they did not know what the prophet was going to tell them beforehand.
所以现在等于是先知请他们喝酒。
And so at this time, the prophet was the one that asked them to drink wine.
结果第六节他们却说我们不喝酒。
But in verse 6, we see that they said we will drink no wine.
那他不喝酒的理由是因为先祖利甲的儿子约拿达曾吩咐我们说，你们跟你们的子孙永不可喝酒。
And they answered the prophet and said that the reason they do not drink wine was because Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, commanded us, saying, "You shall drink no wine."
那说你们也不可以盖房子，不可以撒种，不可以栽种葡萄园，但一生的年日要住在帐篷，使你们的日子在寄居之地得以延长。
In verse 7, they also said, they were commanded that you shall not build a house, sow seed, plant a vineyard, or have any of these, but all your days you shall dwell in tents, that you may live many days in the land where you are sojourners.
所以第七节这一段基本上就是先祖六节跟七节是他们的先祖约拿达特别吩咐他们四件不可以做的事，一件一定要去做的五件事情。
And then so starting from verses 6 and 7, it records the four things that they cannot do. It was told them by Jonadab, their father.
那这个祖先跟他们所讲的这句话其实已经经过了230几年了。
And actually these words that were told them, these words lasted until at this point already 230 some years.
我们如果查考圣经就会发现这个历史，约拿达这个人是出现在列王记下第十章。耶户当以色列王的时代的。
If we study the history of the Bible, this person Jonadab, he was at during the time of during First Kings,
Second King,
or Second Kings,
第十章
chapter 10, when Jehu was the king of Judah,
Israel.
Oh, Israel.
所以这是在。历史上里面出现的一位人物，这个是利甲族的这个人。
And so this person, he was a historical figure, who was of the house of Rechab.
那他的年代大概是公元前830年左右的。
And so his time was about 830 BC.
那现在耶利米先知是在约雅敬做犹大王的时候，这个时候大概是公元前598年的时候。
And at this time, of Jeremiah, it was during the time of, Jehoiakim, the, king of Judah, and this was,
598,
598 BC.
所以你看这个时间已经差了230几年了。
And so if we calculate, the time span was already 230 some years.
那如果230几年，按30年就一个世代来看，已经超过七代了。
And so if we also calculate, using 30 years as a generation, it has been seven some generations.
约拿达他给他的子孙，还有他子孙的子孙说这样一个命令，就是第六节跟第七节说的，不喝酒。
And so Jonadab told his sons and his sons' sons that they shall drink no wine forever.
不可以盖房子。
And they cannot build a house.
他们不可以去撒种做农夫。
They cannot sow seed.
他们不可以栽种葡萄园。
They cannot plant a vineyard.
然后最后他们一生的年日都要住在帐篷里。
And in all their days they shall dwell in tents.
这样一个命令已经传了230几年。
And so, this command had been passed down for 230 some years.
一直到了这个耶利米先知这个时候，已经犹大国快要亡国了。
Until this time of the prophet Jeremiah, until this time when the kingdom of Judah was about to be destroyed.
他们看起来，他们这一家族的人，他们都持守这样的一个祖先的命令。
And it looked like, this family, they continued to observe or obey this command, passed down from their ancestor.
我们看第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
第八节，对不起。
Verse 8.
第八节是说，他说，约拿达吩咐我们的话，我们都听从了。我们和我们的妻子、儿女一生的年日都不喝酒了。
In verse 8, thus we have obeyed the voice of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, in all that he charged us, to drink no wine all our days, we, our wives, our sons, or our daughters.
现在这个家族被带到圣殿的屋子这里面来，这些人他们就说，我们跟我们的妻子儿女哦，就是包括外面娶进来的这些太太们配偶，都是一样跟随这样的一个命令，不喝酒，然后一生住帐篷。
And so, they explained to the prophet that they themselves and their wives and their sons, so including the people that they have married into their house, all of the people in the family, they have obeyed the command of not drinking wine and living in tents.
所以第十节他说，我们听从我们先祖约拿达的话，照他所吩咐的去行了。
And in verse 10, they replied and said, we have dwelt in tents and have obeyed and done according to all that Jonadab our father commanded us.
那第十一节在说明他们本来不是住在耶路撒冷的人。
And in verse 11, they explained that actually these people were not living in Jerusalem before.
那是因为这个尼布甲尼撒王巴比伦大军来围攻犹大地的时候，他们为了逃命，就逃到耶路撒冷 来躲避灾难。
And so it explained that it was only during the time when Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came into the land and they wanted to, they fled for their life, and that's how they came to dwell in the city of Jerusalem.
那其实这个利甲族人原来应该是住在跟犹大族住 同样地区的，应该是在耶路撒冷南边的。
And so in actuality, the family of these people, the Rechabites, they lived with the they live with the tribe of Judah that should be south of Jerusalem.
我们来看一看这个家族为什么能够这么成功的把信仰传这么久。
And so let us look at this family, how they were able to successfully pass down their faith for so long.
那这样一个模范呢，被神特别拿出来教训百姓。
And so such an example was specifically brought up by God to teach his people.
那我们能够学什么？
And so what can we learn?
你看现在利甲族这一族的人呢，他们如果你看 历代志上第二章呢？
If we turn to Second Chronicle, First Chronicles chapter 2.
第二章，历代志上第二章的第五十五节。
First Chronicles chapter 2, verse 55.
二章五十五节说，汉住亚比斯众文士家的特拉人、示米亚人、苏甲人，那这都是基尼人利甲家之主哈莫所生的。
First Chronicles chapter 2, verse 55.
那这里讲到这个有一个，他说这个就是基尼人利甲家族了哈。
The families of the scribes,
这是
who dwelt at Jabez, were the Tirathites, Shemathites, and the Suchathites. These were the Kenites.Who came from Hamath, the father of the house of Rechab?
Oh, so you 就看到说这个基尼人，他们是从哈莫来的，那他们就是这个利甲族的人。
And the Kenites, they came from Hamath, and they were from the house of.
利甲是从基尼人来的，就是利甲族是基尼人的一个家族了。
So basically, the house of Rechab came from.The Kenites.
那这个基尼人是谁
？So who are the Kenites?
好，那现在看那个四世纪。
So we can turn back to the book of Judges.
四世纪的第一章。
Judges chapter one.
把它连在一起啊，我们就看到这个关系的哈。第一章的十六节。
Judges chapter one verse 16.
士师记一章十六节。
Judges chapter 1 verse 16. Verse 16. Now the children of the Kenite, Moses' father-in-law, went up from the city of Palms with the children of Judah into the wilderness of Judah, which lies in the south near Arad. And they went and dwelt among the people.
好，你看这里就提到说，摩西的内兄，其实上的岳父是基尼人，他的子孙呢？基尼人子孙是跟犹大人一同住在犹大旷野的。
And so this verse tells us that the Kenites, he's Moses' father-in-law, and they dwelt with the tribe of Judah, in the wilderness of Judah.
他们住在民以色列当中，所以这个基尼人本来不是神的选民，是外族人。
And so the Kenites, they were originally not the chosen people of God.
我们如果看神当初跟亚伯兰应许要给他的那个迦南美地的范围啊。
If we turn back to the promise that God gave to Abraham, regarding the boundary of the land of Canaan.
看创世纪第十五章。
Let's turn back to Genesis chapter 15.
创世纪十五章的第十。八节
Genesis chapter 15 verse 18
十五章十八节这里记载神赐给亚伯拉罕的应许地的范围是从埃及河直到伯拉大河的地
Genesis chapter 15 verse 18 the boundary that God has promised Abraham regarding the land of Canaan from the river of Egypt to the great river the river Euphrates
那 这一个很大的地区啊，住哪些人？第十九节就说，就是基尼人、基尼喜人、贾摩尼啊。你看这里面就是基尼人本来就是住在这一块土地里面的一个民族。
And so in verse 19, we see that among this land, there lived the Kenites, the Canaanites, and the Kedemites. So, the Kenites were originally one of the people that lived in the land of Canaan.
那他们其实是住在现在叙利亚的北边，就是比较靠，已经是在迦南地的很北边了，已经快要靠近伯拉大河的地方了。
And so those people, they live nowadays in the northern part of Syria.And so that was very close to the river Euphrates.
那他们是本来是外族，他们现在是因为摩西的缘故，他们进入了以色列百姓的会中了。
And they were originally not of the people of God, but because of the because of Moses, they were able to enter among the congregation of the Israelites.
那他们现在就住在以色列选民当中，然后在士师记的时候，你就会发现好几个人物都是基尼人，就是帮助以色列百姓去打胜了这些仇敌的。
And so, in the book of Judges, we would see a lot of people or several characters that were Kenites, and they helped the Israelites to fight with their enemies to be victorious.
好啊，所以现在这个基尼人，他们这一族人呢、啊，他们现在可以住在选民当中啊，对他们来说是一个很大的转变。
And so this group of people, the Kenites, for them, for being able to live among the chosen people of God, for them it was a very great change.
那约户呢？约户那个时代哈，这个约拿达他做了一件事情。
And during the time of Jehu, Jonadab, this person, he did something.
我们现在看列王记下第十章。
So let's turn to Second Kings chapter 10.
列王记下第十章。
Second Kings chapter 10.
第十五节
Second Kings chapter 10 verse 15
十五节
Verse 15 Now when he departed from there, he met Jonadab, the son of Rechab, coming to meet him. And he greeted him and said to him, Is your heart right, as my heart is toward your heart? And Jonadab answered, It is. Jehu said, If it is, give me your hand. So he gave him his hand, and he took him up to him into the chariot.
好，然后第十六节。
Also verse 16, then he said, "Come with me and see my zeal for the Lord." So they had him ride in his chariot.
好，那这第十七节。
Also verse 17, when he came to Samaria, he killed all who remained to Ahab in Samaria, till he had destroyed them, according to the word of the Lord which he spoke to Elijah.
好。那在这里就是这个约拿达，他现在参与的，按照先知所说的，要把亚哈家以及拜巴利的这些以色列百姓啊，把他除尽的这一个工作。
And so here we see that Jehonadab, he was involved in the prophecy spoken by God to the.Prophet to kill off all the family of Ahab and those that worshipped Baal.
他帮助约户去除灭拜偶像的人，这件事情是得到神的喜悦的。
And the fact that he helped Jehu to destroy the people that were worshipping idol, this event was very much, or this action pleased God very much.
圣经接下去就没有记载这个约拿达他到底之后跟他的子孙说了什么话。
And the Bible did not record what Jehonadab said to his children and his children's children.
但是看起来，约拿达就一直住在以色列选民当中，就在百姓当中了。
But it looked like he continued to live among the people, among the chosen people of God.
一直到耶利米书三十五章的这个地方呢，我们就看到他当时候跟他的子孙所讲的这五件事情很重要。
Until the time of Jeremiah, from the book of Jeremiah, we saw that he spoke these five things to his descendants.
他给这个子孙这五个这个命令，目的在哪里呢？
And what was his purpose of giving these five commands to his descendants?
他的命令就只有他的目的就只有一件事而已。
He only had one purpose.
第三十五章的第七节说
，Jeremiah 35 verse 7 it says,
你们。要做这些事情，就是要使你们的日子在寄居之地得以延长。
The reason why his descendants had to do these things is so that they may live many days in the land where they were sojourners.
对约拿达来说，他知道他自己本身本来就是外族人。
So for Jehonadab, he knew himself that he was originally a Gentile.
他本来是不配住在选民中的。
He was not worthy to live among the chosen people of God.
他现在住在选民当中，其实是寄居者的身份。
And he knew that for him to live among the chosen people of God, he was just a sojourner.
但是他是被神所喜悦的。
But he also he knew that he pleases or he pleased God.
他所做的是蒙神祝福了。
And he knew what he did was blessed by God.
所以他现在很希望他的子孙也以后都能够在这个选民的当中有一份有一个位置，然后可以住在其中。
And so he very much wanted his descendants to also be able to dwell among the chosen people of God and have a part of this inheritance.
那他给他的子孙的这几件交代。
And so he gave these few commandments to his descendants.
那这一些事情对他们当时来说，其实也不容易的，对，要去持守这五件事情不容易的。
And so to the people at that time, in order to obey these five commandments, it was not easy.
你看他说，你们跟你们子孙都不可以喝酒，永不可喝酒。
It says here that you shall drink no wine, you nor your sons forever.
哦，这个当时候他们一般在生活的时候，吃饭喝酒是很正常的。
At that time, when during their meal, it's very common for them to drink wine.
哦，但是现在利甲族这个约拿达这个家族的人，他们就不喝酒了。
But then for this family of
of
Jonadab, their family do not drink wine.
所以他们的生活习惯跟一般的选民有分别哦。
And so their lifestyle is different from the normal people in their group, the chosen people of God.
所以他们是要非常谨慎的。
And so they need to be very, very careful.
这是一个很重大的一种励志。
And this is a very big commitment and a very strong resolution.
因为喝酒这件事情是他们可能每一天都碰到的难题了。
Because drinking wine is something that they would have to face every single day.
所以当众人聚集在一起的时候，他们要喝酒，哎，这个利甲人就要拒绝喝。
And so when a group of people gather together and everyone is drinking wine, if they are of the house of Rechabites, they would refrain from it.
所以不管老的、少的、男的、女的，他们都要能够拒绝这样的一个邀请，那一个诱惑。
And so no matter how old you are, young or old, man or woman, they have to always be able to refuse this temptation.
所以这个是跟他们的生活习惯有关系的哦。
And so this has to do with the lifestyle that they had at the time.
第二件事情说不可以盖房子。
The second command was that they shall not build a house.
也就是说，当然不盖房子，意思就是要住帐篷。
And so in order, the meaning of it is that if they don't build houses, they have to live in tents.
所以他们现在住帐篷就是他们就是寄居的身份。
And so when they live in tents, they know that they are sojourners.
那所以帐篷就很简单，很容易迁移，很有弹性。
Tents are very mobile. It's very easy to move from place to place.
那如果住帐篷的时候，那我们人的精神、我们的金钱、我们的一些注意力就不会放在这个帐篷里面，就是也就是说不会放在房子上面的。
And so when you live in tents, you will not put your energy or effort into your tent.
好，所以一个人如果有房子，他很多的心力啊，金钱就放在装饰这个房子上。
And so if a person owns a house, the person spends a lot of time and energy and effort onto the house.
表明说他希望能够在这个地方住久一点，甚至能够永远住下去的。
And it also shows that the person would like to live in this house for a while or forever.
哦，所以他现在说不可以盖房子，所以包括他们居住的环境都要被限制。
And so the command was that they cannot build a house. So their environment or where they live is also being limited.
他不可以去追求很舒适的居住环境，要跟别人比得上。
They cannot pursue a very comfortable living environment.
第三个说不可以撒种，不可以栽种葡萄园。
And the third is that they cannot sow seed and they cannot plant a vineyard.
所以这两件事情基本上都跟他们的职业有关系的。
And so these two things have something to do with their careers.
不撒种就是他们不做农夫啊。
They cannot,
不种地的。
They cannot sow seed, so they cannot become farmers.
所以他们现在这个职业本身也被限制，某一部分他们不可以做。
And so in their careers, they're also being limited as to what they can do.
那 不栽种葡萄园是因为他们不喝酒，所以既然不喝酒，就不要种葡萄，免得进入这个试探里面。
And they cannot plant a vineyard because they do not drink wine. And so because of that, it's better that they do not plant a vineyard to enter into this temptation.
所以他们不管是在生活习惯、居住环境，以及他们所要从事的工作，这些他们都被限制，他们就是他的祖先这样一个命令下来，他们就这样遵守了。
And so, no matter whether it's the lifestyle that they have to keep, or the living environment that they are living in, or the careers that they're pursuing, they're all being limited into what they can and cannot do because of the command that is being passed down from their ancestor.
那他这个这么多世代的人，好像都没有人去质疑说，为什么我们不可以，为什么不可以喝酒，为什么不可以住房子，为什么不可以种地？
And so, after so many generations, it didn't seem that anyone actually questioned as to why they cannot drink wine, why is it that they cannot build houses or plant a vineyard?
他们一生就住帐篷，就是像游牧民族一样的。
And in all their days, they live in tents, just like they are sojourners.
那所以他们就是寄居的，在世上寄居，从这个地方移到那个地方去，就是。就是没有固定在一个地方。
They are a group of people that live in tents, and they move from place to place. They do not have, a set place.
他这么样的一个命令，他其实都是只是为了说，可以在这个以色列百姓当中当聚居客，可以延长，一直可以住下去而已。
And such a command was only for one purpose, which is that they can live many days in the land where among the people of Israel.
我们从约拿达所下的命令可以看出，约拿达本身他很珍惜他能够住在选民当中这个恩典。
And so from this command that Jonadab passed down to his descendants, we could see that Jonadab treasured the fact that he was able to have this grace of living among the chosen people of God.
所以他认为能够住在选民当中这样的恩典是很有价值的，值得去牺牲以上所讲的那一些比较不方便的地方。
And Jonadab felt that it was worth it to sacrifice all the things that was not very convenient in order to be able to live among the chosen people of God.
所以约拿达他本身的价值观念就把它放在能够承受神的福分，能够住在选民当中，这以这个为最重要的目标。
And so Jonadab's value, he placed the most important value as being able to live among the chosen people of God.
约拿达怎么会有这样一个想法呢?
And why would Jonadab have such a thought?
你看圣经这里在讲说，三十五章是说是利甲族人哦，他们是利甲族约拿达的后代。
The Bible chapter 35 in Jeremiah it tells us that.They are the descendants of Rechab.
好，那这个利甲族表示说，约拿达本身其实也是在他的父母亲的教育底下，他有这样一个价值观念的。
And so we could see that Jonadab also had such a value that was passed down to him from his parents.
也就是说，从最开头的那个基尼人，他们进入了神的选民这个开头，他们就觉得。能够跟以色列选民有关系，这个是最重要的福分。
And so we could see that from the very beginning, the people of Rechab of this family, as soon as they entered into living among the chosen people of God, the Israelites, they also felt that it was very precious.
那所以你看，这个就是他一个信仰传递的一个开头，就是。有这样一个价值观念一直延续下来，到约拿达把它发扬光大了。
And so we could see that there was always this value that was being passed down from the very beginning until the time of Jonadab, and he exemplified it.
然后他的约拿达子孙呢，就真的把他这样持守住了。
And the descendants of Jonadab was able to keep such a command.
他持守了200多年。
And they continued to follow and be obedient to this command for 200 some years.
那这个时候神特别把这个家族拿出来要来提醒以色列人。
And so at this time, God especially brought up this family as an example to remind the Israelites.
我们看35章的第14节。
Let's read chapter 35, verse 14 of the book of Jeremiah.
14节。
Verse 14.
Verse
14, the words of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, which he commanded his sons not to drink wine, are performed, for to this day they drink none and obey their father's commandment. But although I have spoken to you, rising early and speaking, you do not obey me.
你看这里说，约拿达他吩咐他的子孙不可以喝酒这件事情，他们遵守直到今日。但是你看，我从早起来警戒你们，你们却不听从我，只是。神的话跟人的话这样一比较起来就知道你看神有多伤心了。
And so in this verse, we see that the sons of Jonadab, to this day they do not drink wine, but God said that he spoke to them rising early and speaking, but they did not obey God.
每一个世代神都派他的仆人众先知去跟他们提醒要听神的话。
For every generation, God sent his prophets to warn his people to listen to the voice of God, but they did not listen.
看第十六节。
Verse 16.
读十六节。
Surely the sons of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, have performed the commandment of their father, which he commanded them, but this people has not obeyed me.
你看神这里就下一个结论了哈，这个约拿达的子孙能够遵守先人所吩咐他们的命，但是这个百姓却没有听从我。
So in verse 16, God had made this conclusion.
那所以你看，对神来说，他多么希望他的百姓也能够听他的话，也能够把这样一个好的传统传给他的下一代，子子孙孙都能够这么样的顺服神。
And so we could see that God's heart was that how much does God want his people to be able to pass down the words of God from generation to generation?
结果到第十七节，神看这两个比较完之后呢，就宣告他所要做的刑罚或者是奖赏。
And so after these two comparison was shown in verse 17, God is going to explain whether there is punishment or reward.
所以十七节就是说，神说我所说的一切灾祸哈。都要降临到犹大人跟耶路撒冷居民了，因为他们没有听从我的话。
And in verse 17, therefore, thus says the Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, Behold, I will bring on Judah and on all the inhabitants of Jerusalem all the doom that I have pronounced against them.
那对利甲族的人来说，神说我要让他们永不缺人，势力在我的面前。
But in verse 18, God says that,
第十九节。
In verse 19, Jonadab the son of Rechab shall not lack a man to stand before me forever.
你看，我们看到这里，神给这个愿意听话的人，真的有很大的祝福。
And so here we see that God indeed blessed this person or someone who is willing to obey.
你看他这样的一个能够本来是外族人，不配在选民当中的。他们跟神所应许的这些福气，这个产业本来是没有份的人呢。
So here we see that this is someone who is coming from being a Gentile who originally have no inheritance or no part with the chosen people of God.
但是当他们被神的恩典所选召进入这个选民当中以后，他们就很珍惜这样一个身份了。
But once they have been called through this grace to be among the chosen people of God, they truly treasured their status.
他们就一直希望能够在选民当中有份。
And they continued to have this hope of wanting to be part of the chosen people of God.
记住了那个祖先的这个最重要的吩咐。
And so they remembered this very important command from their ancestor.
最后神把他们提升到能够势力在神面前。
And in the end, God lifted them up to become someone that can stand before God forever.
那所以最后他们得到的那个福气，远超过原来他们的身份所应该拥有的。
And so in the end, they received such a blessing that superseded what their status was originally allowing them to be.
所以我们现在在看利甲族这一族人呢，想到我们自己本来我们应该很像他们这个身份的。
And so now when we read about this family of the Rechabites, we could see that, or we are reminded that we are very much like them.
你看，我们本来也是外，我们本来是外邦人，是跟神的应许没有份的局外人。
And we are originally the Gentiles that have no inheritance with the chosen people of God.
但是因为主耶稣基督的恩典，我们现在可以成为神家里的人。
But because of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that now we're able to become part of the family of God.
那神也愿意让我们能够进到他面前来服侍他了。
And God is also willing for us to come before Him to serve Him.
所以我们今天能够侍立在神面前，能够在这个神的产业当中有份，这个变成是最重要的，最重要的目标。
And so today, for us to be able to serve God and to stand in front of Him and be part of the inheritance of His chosen people, this should become the most precious thing.
就好像这个利甲族人说，他们要能够在他们一生的日子在寄居之地可以延长，就是一直在神的百姓当中有一席之地的。
And just like the purpose of the family of Rechabites is that they may live many days in the land where they are sojourners, is that they can have a place among the people of God.
那他们是怎么样教导他们的这些儿女啊，都能够这样做呢？
And so how were they able to teach their children to do such things?
因为他们这样的一个，不管是习惯啊，或者是居住环境啊，或者是他们所要做的工作，都跟当时候的社会的，甚至是选民当中都是有差别的。
Because their command of whether it's in their lifestyle or in the things that they choose to do, these are very different from the chosen people of God, their group of people that they were living among.
今天我们要把我们的这个信仰，把它传给我们下一代。
So today we need to pass down our faith to our next generation.
我们就要想想看，他们到底是怎么能够做成的，我们就应该来效法。
And we need to think about how it is that they were able to be so successful, then we can follow.
你看他们一开始他们是利甲族的人。
So in the beginning, they were of the family of the Rechabites.
孩子一出生的时候，他们就继承了这样一个祖先的吩咐。
And so as soon as their children are born, they inherit this commandment from their ancestors.
所以一开头，你看今天我们在做信仰传承，第一个关卡就是要让我们每一个子孙能够有这个身份上的自觉。
And so the first step that we need to cross over to our children is that as soon as they are able to understand, they need to understand who they are.
因为既然是利甲族人，他就不喝酒。
Because since they are of the family of Rechabites, then they do not drink wine.
所以，每个人都是这样认定，这个就是我应该要遵守的。
And so every single person in this family knew that this is what they needed to obey.
所以，这个身份的自觉，这一点很重要。我们要让我们的孩子知道，我们跟世界上没有信耶稣的人是不一样的。
And so this realization of our status is very important to make known to our children. They need to understand that we are different from those who do not believe in Jesus.
所以我们要让我们的孩子一直知道我们是不列在万民当中的。
And so we need to let our children know that we are not a people that's among the rest of the world.
就像民数记23章第9节所说的。
It is just like what it is recorded in Numbers chapter
23章
23:9.
我从 高峰看他，从小山望他，这是独居的民，不列在万民中的。那这是当时候巴兰在讲对这个在对以色列百姓提诗歌的时候所讲的一句话。
Numbers 23:9. It is part of the psalm that prophet Balaam spoke again, about the Israelites.
他说这是独居的民。
He said, a people dwelling alone.
是不列在万民中。
They are not reckoning itself among the nations.
所以今天我们要今天也要把信仰传得下去啊， 一定要让我们每一个人知道我们是谁了。
And so in order for us to be able to pass down our faith to the next generation, we need to let them understand who they are.
当其他人在做一些圣经所没有记载的事情的时候，我们很清楚知道，这是我们本来就不应该做的。
When all the other people are doing something that is against the Bible, they would understand that that is something that they're not supposed to be doing.
那除了这个身份的自觉之外，第二个就是这个价值观念很重要。
So aside from knowing who they are, secondly, the value system is very important.
你看，现在这个利甲族人，他们是为了要能够在这个寄居之地可以延长，就是最重要的目标，所以他们很多事情可以舍弃。
So if we look at the Rechabites, their whole purpose was so that they can live many days in this land where they are sojourners. And so they are willing to forsake a lot of the other things.
所以我们今天我们的目标也是要在神的天国里，在神的国度里有份。
And so today our sole purpose in life should be that we want to have a part in the kingdom of God.
那如果我们能够掌握是这个最重要的价值，最有价值的信念的，那其他的部分的牺牲就很轻松很自然。
And so if we're able to grasp hold of this most important value in our life, then it is easy for us to sacrifice the other aspects of our life.
所以保罗在腓立比书第三章第八节这样说。
And that is why Paul spoke in the book of Philippians chapter 3 verse 8.
腓立比书三章八节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 8.
不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
Indeed, I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ.
你看，今天如果我们能够确定我们在这个救恩里面能够有份，能够在天国里面有居住。
Today, if we want to make sure that we have a part to be in the kingdom of God and to have a place in heaven,
那我们就可以克制我们肉体的享受。
Then we will be able to limit the pleasures of our flesh.
我们不会注重肉体的为肉体所做的一些安排的。
And we will not place too much importance on the arrangements for our flesh.
不喝酒，这个其实我们表示说我们不追求肉体的享受。
To not drink wine, it represents that we do not pursue after the comfort or the luxury of this life.
就像以弗所书五章十八节说，酒会使人放荡。
Just like Ephesians chapter 5, it says that wine makes us
酒让我们放荡哈，就是看。以弗所书五章第十八节。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18.
十八节。
Do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation.
哦，这个就是这个酒喝酒下去，很多事情可能就持守不住了。
If we drink wine, then it's very difficult for us to continue to hold on to certain things.
那我们如果真的是注重属灵天国的福分，那么今天这个地上的帐篷暂时的，我们就不会很注意去把时间精神放在上面的。
And if we place a very important value, having a part in the heavenly kingdom, then we will not spend too much effort and time, on this tent.
所以我们所注重的就是那个属灵，是肉眼看不见的，将来天国永生了。
And so what we place our value on is on something that we do not see, which is eternal life.
我们看哥林多后书四章十八节。
Let's read Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 18.
哦，四章十八节。
Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 18.
我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
Well, we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen.For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
那这个都是跟我们的价值观有关系的。
And so this has to do with our value.
所以当我们有这个价值观念之后，我们做父母亲的，如果是这样子生活，这样来追求，我们的孩子就看到我们的榜样。
When we have such a value system in our life, the parents, as parents, we will lead such a life, and our children will follow the way we live.
所以 要传递信仰，我们绝对缺不了这个身教的榜样。
And so in order to pass down our faith, we cannot do without being examples to our children.
那除了这个身教之外，就是要不断的去提醒、殷勤教导我们的孩子这些很重要的吩咐，要守住。
Other than setting examples in our lives to our children, we also need to speak to them regarding the important teachings.
这是为什么我们要不断的用神的话语来教导他们，让他们能够熟练仁义的道理。
And that is why we need to continue to teach them the words of God so that they will be very trained in the words of God.
要在各种不同的场合里面去叮咛从神的这个教导。
We need to remind them and teach them in all sorts of situations.
然后第五个就是要建立一个这样的一个环境。
So,
整个家族的一个环境。
And the fifth point is that we need to establish such an environment within the family.
你看那个利甲族，他们是整家族的。
We look at this family, the Rechabites. It's their whole entire family.
所以他们是大家一起来做，不是个别的个体去面对这样的去这样一个生活而已。
And so it's their whole entire family that have such a lifestyle, and it's not just individual persons within the family.
所以他们这样子在过日子的时候，他们不会觉得孤单，不会觉得是哎，这好像是人群当中的异类。
And so when they have such a lifestyle, they do not feel very lonely and feel that they are aliens.
因为每一个他的家族人都是这样在持守住。
Because every single person in their family leads such a lifestyle and do such things.
这个就是一种鼓励。
And so this is a type of encouragement.
那其实就是让整个家族人真的能够把信仰守住的很重要的一个环境。
And this is a very important environment for all the family members to be able to keep their faith.
所以为了要让整个家族都能够这样持守家庭祭坛的建立，让每一个人一起 来有共同的信仰是非常重要的。
And so it is very important for every single person in the family to establish this family altar so that everyone can be kept in the faith.
所以我们从利甲族的这个模范呢，我们看到如果我们能够让我们的孩子都能够承袭这个好的信仰，那么我们每一个人都可以蒙福，家族就兴旺。
And so we see from the example of the family of the Rechabites that if we're able to pass down the faith in our family, then our family will prosper.
那神也会得到神的名也得到荣耀。
And God's name will also be glorified.
神最后是把这个利甲族家族拿起来，来让整个所有的选民去看，人的吩咐都可以持守的，为什么神的命令却没有办法传下去呢？
God specifically brought up this example of the family of the Rechabites to show the Israelites that why is it that they're able to follow the commandment of men for so long, but they cannot follow the commandment of God.
因为我们都能够好好的来注重我们信仰的传递，让我们的下一代也能够保守在主耶稣基督里面。
So may we all place a very important value on passing down our faith to our next generation so that everyone will be able to have a place in God's kingdom.
我们一起来唱诗379首。
Let's sing a hymn 379.